Now, we were on television last night, Dan.
That's right. Finally got the invite.
Bad Radio 2.0 received.
Mino and Justin get on there more than we do.
And the engineers.
Tony.
I've been on three times.
Wow.
Justin twice. Me three times.
Justin probably steady holding it too.
He got zero.
Has he been banned?
Yeah, I think so. We're working on it.
They're freezing him out.
So we got the call.
It's an acquired taste.
My bit is, even if your bit is bad, just have a bit, you know?
Okay.
I've never gone on their show and just kind of said, I'm going to show up in a button-up shirt and talk about Mike McCarthy. I don't know why. It just seems like television, it still seems like this mythical land to me. Where I'm like, I don't know, let's do something cool. You know,
I agree.
I'm sure it gets old if you do it every day. But
I feel like I've always kind of tried to do that, too, when being on Ducey's show.
Shirtless Dan?
It might just be, yeah, once we had a thing where they cut away, they pre-recorded it, where I was sitting with my suit jacket on, but no shirt underneath.
So funny.
And so, yeah, they just, they planted it in there later in post, as we say in the game, like when Ducey was, you know, saying something, they just cut away to me with no shirt. But then I came back to me and I was wearing a shirt. That was the only bit I had. Like you said, maybe it's bad, but it's just something. That's kind of our show.
Right, it's something.
It might be bad, but it's at least we're trying to do something here.
So last week,
probably doesn't hit the mark.
I texted you and I said, hey, when they ask us to do this show, or maybe they'd already asked, I said, let's just come up with something weird. You know, we talked about maybe doing Dan Andy Reid, that he'll have out at Ticket Stock this weekend one day. And then Dan comes with a legendary idea to help us promote Ticket Stock.
Yeah, because we're doing a parody song to a Village People song. I think I'll say that on here. But so we dressed up as a couple Village People. A lot of controversy in my house whether I should do this or not. My woke daughter has been begging me for days not to do it. And then she works in theater, so she actually was in charge of steaming this costume.
Oh, okay.
She steamed it to make it lay flat and look better.
Under protest?
Under heavy protest. She's like, you can't do this. You can't do this. And it's because of, I think, cancel culture that we live in. But she said I could not wear a Cleveland Indians headdress, or just a Native American headdress. Like, she was thinking that's like going on in blackface. And is it possible in 10 years, as I'm running for governor, they will bring this photo out and say, look what he did. He wore a headdress. And I will then have to apologize to all my political fans out there that I wore a headdress on live TV. And, you know, it was a different time.
Everyone was stoked on headdresses back then. Yes, that's a possibility. And when you asked me about it, I was like, nah, that's fine.
If it's just you, it's probably bad. But to put it in the context of the Village People.
Right. With a
I don't think there's anything wrong with
now,
that.
Now, I did tell you to avoid war paint.
Yes.
I would like you to wear war paint.
I was going to do war paint.
On Saturday, if you have the stones. But television, I thought.
By the way, when I ask you to do something, I hope you understand, and it's the same way if you're asking me. Like, if you come up to me and be like, dude, do I smoke too much pot? Dude, no! Like, you got to have buddies who are your enablers that you know. Like, so my woke daughter has me beaten down for the last 3 days. I need a pick-me-up. I'm going to go ask Jake if this is okay to wear.
That's great.
And then I was back on the fence because Julie and I were riding down in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to do the locked door trick stop. So then we get to the bottom and we're talking. And I kind of threw it out at you, Julie. And you you were like, yeah, I guess so. Like, and then I got thinking again, like, oh, no, is this a career ender?
My thought was like the picture, when you just see the picture going around Twitter and no one knows the context, that's what I was thinking about. But even when I saw that last night,
you thought I was respectful.
It didn't feel bad, and you didn't seem to get.
I wore a Cleveland Indians t-shirt that has a headdress on it with the C in the middle. That's not a I'm not shortening a word. It's a letter C.
Right. Cleveland.
That would be a weird.
That would be weird.
Headdress.
And I want to say that the world and the show needs people like Julie and her voice. But when it comes to.
She's on one
what
shoulder.
What can we put on the crow line?
Jake is on my other shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? This is Sesame
Street. That's what little Jake on the other shoulder is saying.
Yeah.
And little Julie's saying, well, look out.
I'm thinking, well, what's the worst that can happen? You get fired?
Then you flick you little Julie off and be like,
I think if it was something I really felt strongly about, I would, like, stomp my feet a little bit harder. But I've never done that for anything y'all have done, right?
No, nah, not really. Now, I did know.
You've done that for something we've asked you to do, but that's fine.
Right.
Now, that's your image and likeness.
I did know that if Julie is here, just a little bit to the maybe no side, that had you asked Mike Ducey and Sam Gannon ahead of time before they were hitting record as we walked out, they absolutely would have said no.
You think? Because I did run it by very high up person at Fox 4.
Yeah, but not the person that's on camera with
no,
you.
No, but we have, like, I ran it by their management first, and they seemed cool. Some guy we know, but I don't want to say his name in case he doesn't want to claim responsibility for this. But then their producer is our former intern, Adrian. And I kind of ran it by him, too, and he was like, whatever, it's your career. So let's play some of the audio as we are welcomed by Fox 4 last night on TV.
It is Ticket Tuesday, and we welcome the new Noon to 3 team, ladies and gentlemen, Dan McDowell and Jake Kim. Jake,
here
we go.
I kissed Ducey's head. Hello?
Hello!
Mike?
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
This
hello, Dallas Fort Worth. It's real. Your hair's real. Your hair feels good, too.
Thank you.
Hey, we brought you guys gifts.
Wow.
This
dressed
is quite
as two
the
of the
entrance.
People.
A little late for Valentine's Day, but happy Valentine's Day.
Dan and Jake.
Didn't want to Me Too you, so I'll give you one also. But
under
we have,
60 seconds, Me Too reference. And you've also already touched her hair at this point.
Yeah, but I meant I was Me Tooing Mike.
Yeah.
Bad radio calendars,
oh,
which
excellent.
Feature Dan and Jake.
That's why I kissed Mike.
Right.
Walk an HR nightmare.
I thought I could have been kissing Mike to set up, well, see, now I kiss who I'm joining. But I did not. I did not kiss Sam at all.
It's a new you.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
We have calendars for the whole crew.
Julie was on my shoulder. She was like, don't kiss Sam. Don't kiss Sam.
Thank you for that one, Julie.
That's a collector's item now.
You come bearing gifts?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent.
And I'm not really used to... I mean, I wear this around the house, but... Not-
yeah, I gave them Bob and Dan. Never... Do they go into it here? Bob and Dan matches?
I used to wear them on TV.
Me too.
And we also here have, see what we got here? These are now collector's items.
Bob and Dan on the ticket.
You may remember the old...
Bob and Dan on the ticket.
I actually need matches, too, so thank you.
Well, tell them why.
The whole bathroom thing?
No, for candles!
Candles!
Girls like candles.
Yes.
And where do they put the candle, Julie?
Are you suggesting it's the restroom?
I find it sexist that it's girls like candles. I love a good candle when I'm taking that bubble bath.
I love a candle. Do you ever do movie candles? Like, I was watching a show the other day, or TV candles, where they have like 70 candles in the room while they're taking a bath. Like, literally.
Nah.
Have you ever done anything crazy like that? It seems like two or three would be like the most I've ever run at one time.
That feels as fake as whenever you see people on peen pills moving a clawfoot bathtub to the end of a dock, like out by the water. Like, that's not happening.
They do.
I brought pepper spray last time,
and
so we're very utilitarian here.
I do carry that as well.
Good.
You giving gifts? Did you start it, or was that Tony the engineer?
I think that was Tony. Tony's a giving character.
But so these are collector's items. Bob and Dan on the ticket. A little Regonk pick there, and a little Bob and Dan. But so obviously we're not Bob and Dan anymore, but we are Bad Radio, and we're continuing the branding of Bad Radio. Right? We built that for many years. We are very similar to the Cleveland Indians, who have been phasing out the very racist Chief Wahoo logo over the.
So I'm trying to justify why I'm wearing this and make it actually a woke thing.
Past few years, and in fact in 2020 this will be the first year that they don't use Chief Wahoo anymore. As you could see, they're more going with the sea than respectful headdress, as I am wearing a respectful headdress.
How'd you guys, what made you decide to...
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So I...
Howard Zinn over here.
I am respecting those who have been disrespected in the past.
But not enough to put on war paint and really respect them.
Well, no, I almost feel like that might be disrespectful.
Okay. I'm trying to find the line.
Look, the audio is 10 more minutes. I don't think we have that kind of time. But we did have a... I wonder if I could jump ahead to where they're asking us sports questions.
Feels the same to me. I just make a ton more money.
Yeah. Oh, okay, he's talking about...
I like that.
Yeah. That's not really true.
You guys six shows in now? Six, seven shows in? Is the new bad radio? What is it?
Six, right? Six. Six.
Different
six.
Vibe? How does that...
All right, so we did the 666 on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
The pepper spray.
You guys six shows in now? Six, seven shows in? Is the new bad radio? What is it?
Six. Right? Six. Six.
Different vibe? How does the vibe feel?
Feels the same to me. I just make a ton more money.
Yeah. I don't think it's working out too well so far. We hope so. It's a long play thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, let's just say he's definitely hotter and younger than my old
fast
wife.
Fast forward a little
divorce
bit.
Divorce happens, Deuce.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Deucey was uncomfortable with that.
When you started mentioning divorce.
He's definitely hotter and younger than my old wife.
You know. Divorce happens, Deuce. You know how this goes.
Actually,
do you know?
Not everybody gets what they want.
You ever tasted that dream?
After this show, I might, but at this point, I don't.
No, sometimes one partner gets what they want. The other one's left with just weekends and a Wednesday every other month in the summer. Or that's my life, not...
I don't think
they were very uncomfortable with that.
I don't think they cut out a lot, but I think they did cut out. I think here I would expand on the fact that you and I both come from broken homes. But I
that
believe
actually
they cut
is
that
later.
Out.
That's in the second segment,
oh,
I believe.
They didn't cut that out?
We really hit the divorce angle hard.
Okay, let's get to where they're talking sports with us.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just shave at home and wear it to work?
Okay, we're still talking about Jake's mustache. So he was dressed as the gay the biker.
Sir, yes.
Do I need to say gay biker if it's Village People?
Biker. Leather, chaps. Sunglasses, got a little hat.
Yeah, we described what I was wearing, but not you. You
wore it to bed last night.
You had no shirt under a leather jacket. And,
it's hot out, man, you know.
Say what?
It's hot out. Can't,
it,
you know.
It was very warm, and then Jake and I in the changing room, probably kind of a gay situation because I was zipping up his pants. From the back, they have this...
Slower.
The leather chaps... And then we kept putting it on different way, like,
is this right?
Well, how are you supposed to wear this? Because we know it's called, like, assless chaps, but both sides would have had your bottom being exposed. So we just weren't sure. Because the front would have been exposed, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe you just, I don't know how to wear chaps. And you clearly don't either.
Nope.
Ooh, five to go still.
Adrian, your producer, our former intern.
Okay, let's see. I think we're going to start talking sports.
Side of Sanjay Lau.
Back oh, up. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Great. I have a feeling it's not over yet.
We needed to pick me up.
We'll get...
Kind of lull.
Not that it's been a bad day or anything.
A little February lull here.
We want to talk more about your show here in a minute, but let us talk a little bit of sports. NFL free agency starts a month from today. Whose side are you on in the Cowboys versus Dak negotiation?
I'm on the side of Sanjay Lau because Sanjay Lau was the one-year wide receivers coach for the Cowboys. He was unceremoniously let go after reinventing the offense, creating new routes, as Jerry told us. And 1 year in, they kick him to the curb with a top-ranked offense. And I think that's a move they're going to rue the day. They're going to regret that one forever.
Jake, I could not disagree more. Right? Disagree? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's your opinion.
He was the single thing holding this team back last year. He was the most overrated coach in the NFL. Replacing him with new receivers coach Adam Henry is going to propel the Cowboys to hoisting the Lombardi, just like Clark Hunt and the Chiefs.
Why are you shaking your head?
Y'all are just too much.
The
can't
fact
stop
that
with the bitch. They're trying so hard to talk serious sports.
I paused after Clark.
I know.
Just to make sure.
Just all these inside jokes.
What do you mean,
jokes?
Bit? Sanjay Lau was huge last year, and now he's gone?
We were reading
one
off
year
of,
in?
We were reading off of white index cards here, too.
To propel the Cowboys to hoisting the Lombardi, just like Clark Hunt and the Chiefs.
And see, that's
year.
The sort of debate that we embrace. We're
I
willing
love
to
the
go there
that you
from
brought
noon
up
to three.
The note cards.
From noon
very
to three.
Old school.
Everybody wants to talk
this
about
is how we
Dak,
do our show.
McCarthy.
Yeah. Do you really have note cards?
Every day, yes. Every day. Every segment we prepare. Deuce could tell you if he ever wanted to pull back the curtain enough, but he's there. He's seen it before. This is how we do programming.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just going at each other.
It's almost like you guys knew that the first sports question would be about the Dak Cowboy negotiations. That was the card on the table.
You think you've never watched free-for-all before?
Okay, so what about the Tom Brady, all that speculation?
Obviously, the Tom Brady speculation?
Yeah.
You know what's...
Would it ever happen? Could it ever happen?
Find your little card for that one.
You know what's more interesting than that to me? The fact that the Dallas Wings traded Skylar Diggins-Smith to Phoenix for
Don't
three first-round draft picks.
Do not go here.
I know she missed the entire season last year giving birth, as you probably already know, right? You probably talked about that a lot. But she was the backbone of a playoff team for a few years, and I think she will be again. So I'm kind of pissed about that right now.
Total nonsense, and if you tune in from noon to 3, you'll hear me saying that they got a great haul for her.
When
she
I said for her, I forgot her name.
4.9 assists. She's being drafted third overall.
Player.
Classic bust, joining the likes of Greg Oden. And you got to question her motivation after taking a year off. I don't care what it was for.
You're wrong, Jake.
Oh, well,
man. I've never
we'll
been more upset
out
with
from
you.
Noon to 3 on the ticket.
Dan and Jake, I don't know if you've heard Noon to 3 on the ticket. They're the new bad radio. They're mocking generic sports talk right now. Right
what? Before, what are you
right
saying?
Right before your very eyes.
All right. I feel like TV Julie is upset with us.
No, I actually really I hadn't heard that second part where they're trying so hard to talk sports. That was awesome.
They tried. We had more note cards, but
yeah,
they gave up.
They did not want us to get into Mathis v. Chirinos or Allen getting moved out of the district in 6A because I had realignment fastballs. All right,
I just want to say, can we all send Sam a candle after that? I feel like it might have been rough for her.
Yeah, let's get her one of those Gwyneth candles.
Okay. Let's do that. See how it goes.
NFL sesh is next.